Wyoming isn't called the cowboy state for nothing. It's home to nearly 10,000 cattle ranches, and the livestock industry accounts for more than a tenth of the state's jobs. So it's no surprise that the fallout from the first U.S. case of mad cow has hit Wyoming especially hard. Aaron Alpern of Wyoming Public Radio reports.
When mad cow struck, the state already had its hands full. Cattle from a western Wyoming herd had just been diagnosed with brucellosis. This disease doesn't threaten the food supply and only rarely makes cattle sick, but infected females usually abort their first or second calves, if not both. Plus, says Wyoming State Veterinarian Jim Logan, the disease can spread rapidly.
With every abortion or with every birthing event from an infected cow, there are enough organisms in that aborted tissue or in that birthing tissue to infect at least 100 more cows.
To contain this recent case, the rancher was told much of the affected herd had to be slaughtered, 290 cows in all. Investigators then went about tracking down cattle that came from the herd or had been in contact with it. There's about a foot of snow covering Joel Bausman's ranch, nestled in the foothills of the Wind River Range. Bausman's neighbor owned the brucellosis-infected herd.
The idea that those cattle are all just going to be hauled off and killed is, you know, it's devastating. And at that time, of course, there was two or three of us, our cattle commingled real close with his cows, and we assumed that we had it too.
But Bausman was fortunate, and his cattle all tested negative for brucellosis. The other eight contact herds were also clean, and state veterinarian Jim Logan says he was starting to believe Wyoming was out of the woods.
Thought that we just about had that thing all wrapped up and that perhaps we had dodged a bullet.
But then this week, bad news. Logan tested a dozen cattle that originated from the infected herd. They'd been sold to a producer in northern Wyoming last year, and six of those cows tested positive. With this second outbreak, Wyoming now loses its federal brucellosis-free status, and that loss is costly. Logan says it means ranchers must test all sexually intact cattle, male and female, for brucellosis before they can be sold.
It's a blow that we didn't need to have. It will have an economic impact statewide for at least a year.
It will cost ranchers about $3 per cow just for the testing and an estimated $5 to $10 a cow for indirect expenses, time, wear and tear on equipment, and stress to the animals. That cuts into the already narrow profit margins involved in the cattle business. Now combine that with the drop in beef prices thanks to BSE, or mad cow, and Wyoming Agriculture Director John Etchepair says the individual rancher will be hit hard.
His costs have gone up. Brucellosis is going to greatly raise his costs. BSE is reducing the amount of income he's going to have.
And the timing is almost too cruel. Prior to brucellosis and mad cow, beef prices were at record levels, and Wyoming ranchers were just beginning to claw back from a devastating four-year drought. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Alpern in Laramie, Wyoming.